This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Laura Redmond.
Hello and good morning. I'm Laura with the Good Neighbor Podcast, Emerald Coast. And I am here this morning with Emily Daly of the Flip Flop Shops Crestview. The Flip Flop Shops is a locally owned business there in beautiful downtown Crestview. So I'm excited to have you today, Emily.
Good morning. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to hear more about your story and your journey and all of that. So start by telling us a little bit about the Flip Flop Shops of Crestview.
Well, the Flip Flop Shops of Crestview arrived about 3 years ago. My husband and I relocated to Florida from the West Coast, and we fell in love with the charm of downtown and Main Street and found a building for sale that we thought was fabulous and thought, well, what could we put in here? And I'm a fan of shoes. What gal isn't? And I knew I was familiar with this company, the Flip Flop Shops, and I loved the brands that they carried. And so we thought, let's do it. Let's bring it to Crestview. And so that's what we did. We invested. It is a small franchise. We invested in it and put it in our building and couldn't be happier and more proud.
Yeah. And it is a great building. You're right. It is charming charming building there in downtown.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about your journey. What made you guys decide to move to this area? I want to know a little bit more about all that.
Well, we are from California and loved growing up there, had the best time growing up there, and raised our family there. We have three children, and we were business owners, small business owners in California as well. And my son actually joined the Army and met the love of his life, who happens to be from Georgia, and was out here doing some training at Eglin. And so they married, and then soon following getting married, they had babies. And so one, we just didn't want to be far from our grandchildren. And two, we were looking to relocate out of the West Coast for various reasons. Still have family there, so we love to go back and visit. But we were looking to relocate somewhere with warmer climate. We were in the mountains and didn't want snow. And so that, you know, eliminated a lot of the United States. But my son said, I really do think you're going to love it out here. Crestview is getting ready to boom, so you guys can reinvest. There's still land to purchase because we did want a little bit of land. We've got dogs. I love, my hobbies are gardening and playing in the dirt. And we were used to living in the mountains, so I wanted trees, an established area. And he said, come on out and check it out. And so we did and fell in love with it. We've been welcomed with open arms. The hospitality, obviously the Southern hospitality, is fabulous. Yeah. But just Crestview in general has been very supportive and welcoming. And so we did it. And then soon following, my daughter, who was at university in California, she decided to transfer out here. And my oldest son came out as well. So we took a huge leap of faith, left everything we knew, and came out here and have not looked back once. We absolutely love it.
I love that your kids have all come along as well. I wish mine would move here.
And my son and daughter-in-law are relocating here now. They've been, you know, obviously military takes you all over the place. Well, they are landing back here. So I will have all three of my children and grandbabies out here. Not sure how long, but I will take it while I have it.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, good for you. That's truly amazing. So tell us a little bit more about Flip Flop Shops. So do you only carry flip flops, or tell us a little bit about your store there?
Oh, that's funny. We've had a lot of people that, we're not going to, it's just flip flops. So, yeah. You know, the name is a little bit misleading, right? But we carry flip-flops for sure, but we also carry closed-toed shoes, tennis shoes. We carry accessories, so jewelry and sunglasses and hats. We also carry some clothing. So we've got t-shirts and board shorts and some nice lightweight sweatshirt type things to wear out on the boat or, you know, when it's chilly. We carry different chapsticks and skincare, stickers. I have tote bags. So there's a little bit of something for everybody. I mean, I even have koozies, you know. So, so there's a little bit of something for everybody in the flip-flop shops, and you can shop there year-round. Even in our chilly seasons, we've got the closed-toed shoes. We've got the nice woolly slippers. I have belts and wallets even.
So definitely not just flip-flops. Very good to know. Yeah.
And we have a nice price range. So again, it's a nice sliding scale from a lower price point to a high price point, something in the middle as well. Yeah.
So what are some of the brands that you carry that our listeners might be familiar with?
Well, Olakai is very popular. Mm-hmm. So we carry Olakai for men and women. Ufos is a huge poppin' brand right now. Yes. So we have a whole wall of Ufos for men and women. And we also carry the sneakers that Ufos offers. A lot of people have been curious about that.
Those are really good for your feet.
They are really fabulous.
My husband and I both have a pair of the slides that we wear only in the house because we have the hard floors and it's just so hard on your feet to walk around on the hard floors all the time. So we both have a pair that are strictly indoor, and we wear them. Yeah, that's a great brand.
If they are fantastic.
People that are having issues with their feet or feet hurting. My husband had plantar fasciitis. Yep. I think I said that right. Yep. And he bought a pair and it helped so much. So
They are fabulous. And even if you don't have any issues, you can treat yourself to a pair to prevent.
You just like to be super comfortable and prevent future issues. Yeah,
exactly. Let's see. We carry Reef. Mm-hmm. We carry Rainbow. The following of Rainbow is fantastic. You should see people come in and their rainbows, like, they're almost in tears to have to part with their old rainbows to get a new pair. They'd be very loyal rainbow people. So let's see. We've got Rainbow, Reef. We have Hey Dude. We have Sanook. I have Vans. We have Crocs and Birkenstocks and Archies. Volcom, we've got clothing and the sandals.
Okay.
You
guys have a really wide variety.
We do. And, sunglasses, we have Gooders. I know a lot of people love those. So we carry Gooders.
Actually, I'm glad that you said that because I have seen a few people wearing those out at the baseball fields and I didn't know where they were getting them from.
Oh, they're fantastic. They're such a great plus point. And they're they're lightweight. So, out here, you know, we have that dewy skin, from the humidity and you're not going to feel them slipping down your nose. And, they stay on real nice. You're not having to adjust.
Very good to know. I will have to come check those out. I was wondering, I didn't know where people got those. I was not really familiar with them, but I've noticed them more recently. And I was wondering. So very good to know. All right. Well, I can get them at Flip Flop Shop.
You can. Absolutely.
Perfect. So tell me a little bit about what you guys like to do for fun. You said you wanted some land. So what do you guys do when you're not working?
We're not working. We're playing with the grandbabies. But my husband is a Volkswagen fanatic. And so he has a shop here. And so he likes to restore Volkswagens. Bugs and buses. Yeah. And so we like to go to the different bug events. In fact, we're going to go to Bugs on the Bayou on Saturday and cruise that. And I love gardening. I like to say I'm a green thumb, but you know, it's been different getting out here and getting used to the different soils and climate.
Absolutely.
And I love gardening and playing in the dirt. So when we are home, we're generally outside playing in the shop, hanging out. We have three dogs that, you know, have kind of taken the place of the children being empty nesters. So hang with them, hanging by the pool and working on VWs and gardening. And then we are very close with our kids. So when we, you know, we'll have them over and have family barbecues and hang out. My husband and I love music, so we do frequent different shows and like to catch different venues that way.
We have a lot of great things like that around here too.
Yes. And we fish. So we like to, we haven't had a lot of time to explore this fabulous state we're in just because getting businesses going, and then any free time we've had, we like to go see our grandkids. But we do, my husband loves to fish. And so we were on a lake in California. And so it was a lot more freshwater fishing out here. It's a different beast with the Gulf. So we're slowly getting used to that. And we head down to the Gulf and do some fishing when we have some time and take in those incredible, the scenery. Just we're so, so blessed with the scenery.
And that warmer weather that you guys were wanting.
Oh, it's fabulous. Now I do, you know, the winters, I was a little caught off. We do get a chill here. That's for sure.
We do. Yeah, we definitely do.
Yes. Yes. But it's okay. It's short lived.
that's why Flip Flop Shop sounds so perfect, because it sounds like a true Florida. I mean, Flip Flop Shop's probably everywhere, but it sounds like a perfect place to have one is in Florida. Flip flops and sweatshirts.
It is. And we've got it all. And then we've got the big hemlock straw hat. So, you know, boating, if you're gardening, if you're fishing, whatever, we've got that. So we do have a little bit of everything, and it's fun. It's a fun shop. And even the vibe when you come in, you know, we've got our good reggae playing and it's a happy spot. So even on a gloomy day, if you just need a little bit of retail therapy, the Fun Shops is a good one to come into.
The building even looks happy on the outside.
Yes.
It has that happy vibe.
Yes.
On the street as well. So
yes.
So tell me a little bit, you were business owners in California. Was that a retail or was that something different? What kind of businesses did you own prior?
So we owned a couple restaurants and so we were in the food service industry.
Yes.
So I'm a retired swim coach. So that was my side hustle, was swimming. And then we also invested in a couple restaurants. They were an Italian pizza restaurants. And so, yes, we did that and it was wonderful. It was an adventure, but it was tough. And it was time to make a change and bump out of that. So, and all the stars aligned in the right way. And so we did, and learned a lot of things that we would do and that we will do again and that we will not do again.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. What are some things that you think, what are some things that maybe you guys dealt with in business, maybe some struggles or things that you think have kind of helped you run this business differently or to be so successful in this business?
Absolutely. I think, and I really owe it to my husband on this one, because consistency. There were times when in at least where we were located, where the power was shut off because of the fires, or we had a crazy storm. And so the freeways were shut down because of the snow. And, you know, are we going to stay open or not? Absolutely. We're going to stay open. We say we're open these days, these times, this is when we're open. Our employees, we were very blessed to have kids that have grown up with our kids to help work at the store, at the restaurants. But again, they're kids and they're like, oh, do we have to stay open? There's nobody in the restaurant right now. And it's, you know, the last hour before closing. Right. Yep. We do. Make yourself busy. Do, you know, fill some Parmesan shakers, you know, let's hustle here. We are open until it is the actual closing time that we have advertised and that we have put out there. So, with that carries through to our current business. And sure, we have some slower times, like days of slower times, you know, when we head into the chilly times or people are starting to strap down in their budget and whatnot. Again, it's dead. What do we do? Should we stay open? This and that? No, we stay open. These are the hours that we've advertised. We try very hard. If for some reason there's an emergency or, you know, whatnot, then because it is just the two of us, my husband and I running them, we try to advertise and get it out there that we're so sorry, but we have to close an hour early today due to, you know, whatever, or if the storms are super bad, you know, something like that. But consistency is the one thing that, has helped us. And it's just, it's huge. You know, it's always aggravating when you go somewhere and it's 10 minutes before they actually close and the doors are already locked and you see the staff in there sweeping up. So that is one thing, a positive that we have taken. Customer service. It's one of those that you put on your game face and you got to leave all the garbage at the door when you show up, when you are in customer service, because you want that experience of that customer coming in. They don't need to know that you're having a day. They don't need to know, you know, whatever is going on. It's about the experience. And so we've all experienced glitches in customer service. And so we've learned the hard way where there's been moments where it's been a day. There's something going on. You've got somebody in front of you that is just not pleasant. And unfortunately, they're having a day, but put on your game face. So working with people, and both of us have throughout all of our different careers, we've learned game face. And you just got to leave it at the door and make that person's experience the best that they can, that you can offer. Challenges. I mean, customer service comes, it fits into that.
It's some challenges, right?
I think, you know, for us, it was learning, you know, we finally grasped everything, all the legalities and the licensing and everything in our state, and keeping up with that and really, really, really being in touch with your different licensing guidelines and what's going on in your specific city, your county, all of that. And so coming out here, we had to jump through all of those hoops. And so really talking to people and getting to know, you know, your city planner, Main Street Association. I joined and became a board member there to get to know these people and kind of the way that it goes in this city. And putting yourself out there and really stepping out of your comfort zone, I think. You know, we were really dialed. We knew exactly what we were, what was going on in our previous residence. And so here it was, that was our biggest challenge, was we don't know anybody. We don't know a soul out here. And who do you trust when you don't know anybody, right? You know, you build that trust as you go. So it's been a good challenge. That way. It's been a challenge, but it's been a good challenge personally for us, just stepping out of the comfort zone. And then the good, though, is meeting everybody and feeling everybody has been supportive and so helpful. I mean, I have no complaints.
And I know that you, you have gotten involved, and that's so key, like you mentioned, with Main Street Association. And also I've seen you at chamber events and things like that. So the Crestview Chamber is really good.
And they're both fantastic.
So just getting involved. Well, that's great. Well, I am so glad that you were able to join me today. Are there any last thoughts that you would like our listeners to know about the flip-flop shops?
I don't think so. I'm so happy that I was able to chat with you and share our little gem. If anybody ever has any, you know, I do get a lot of questions. Oh, can you order this for me and whatnot? And unfortunately, you know, when we place our orders with our brands, it's a more of a bulk order. And so to get that individual, I wish I could, but we can't do that. But we are open to suggestions. We've heard, you know, some people that we were really getting a lot of requests for Birkenstocks. And so we worked hard to get that brand in the shop. And so now we carry that, but we're always open to suggestions. And the best way to reach us is either stop into the shops, because it's just my husband and I in there. One of us is there. Or sometimes my daughter fills in, or message us And give us a follow, because that's how we are really spreading the word, is the customer service. And then we are on Facebook and Instagram, and I try to keep that as current as possible. I'm not super techie, so every now and again, my kids are like, oh, mom.
So where can they find you on Facebook and Instagram?
The Flip Flop Shops Crestview.
Perfect. Easy enough. Okay. And then what are your hours?
We are there Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4.
Okay, perfect. Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4. And you are right there in downtown Crestview.
Yep, so. Right off of Main Street on Woodruff next to Nightberry Title.
Perfect.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Well, thank you so much. I hope our listeners enjoyed this, and hopefully they will stop by and check out Flip Flop Shops. And I am going to come back. I've been in there before. I have bought shoes there before, but now I want to come back and check out the sunglasses. So
awesome. Thank you, Laura. I do appreciate you having me.
Yes, absolutely. It was my pleasure, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Likewise. Take care.
You too.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpemerald-coast.com. That's gnpemerald-coast.com. Or call 850-990-4026.